This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome live from Cedarhurst, New York. Okay. So Masechta Yevamos, Daf Chav Dalet. We have to start from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We have a interesting question here. We know the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is you have two brothers, two people, who married two sisters. You had two people who are not related. We'll call them Pliny and Almoni. They're not related. And they married two sisters, Rach and Leah. They just don't know who married who. So, and they both died, and they both have two brothers. So we basically say, let's say Pliny has a brother, Reuven and Shimon. Almoni has a brother, Levi and Yehuda. So we say, Reuven should give chalitza. One of the brothers gives chalitza, and the other brother does Yibam. On the other side also, one brother does chalitza, the other brother does Yibam. So if Reuven does chalitza and Shimon does Yibam, so Levi does Yibam to the woman that Reuven gave chalitza to, and Shimon does Yibam to the woman that... Shimon does chalitza to the one that Levi did chalitza to, right? So in other words, Reuven gives chalitza to a woman, so Levi could do yibum to that woman. Shimon could do yibum to a woman, then Yehuda gave chalitza to that woman. So that's the case of the Mishnah. That's the final case. And lezeh shnayim v'lezeh shnayim were four lines in the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Hasu lamali. What do I need this case for? Why do I need this case? Hainu hach, that's basically the same thing where there's one brother. And, let's say there's only one person who married two women, one of two women, and he dies, and he has two brothers, so the first one does chalitza, and the other one does yibam. Or the case where one has one brother and the other has two brothers. So the one that has one brother, he does chalitza. The one that has two brothers, chalitza and yibam. Why do I need this fourth case? What do I need this case for? So the Gemara says, Hainuach, isn't it the same as the previous case? It says, Gemara, Ma'o detema ligzar dilma miyabim b'lay chalitza. I would think in this case, we should make a gzera that maybe you would do, somebody would do yibam here without chalitza. Rashi explains we should make a gzera. Maybe one of these two are going to do yibam, and one of the other are going to do yibam without chalitza, and each one is going to be marrying safek yivam l'shuk or achos akuka. In other words, Bishlam, in the case where you have one brother on one side and one on the other side, so we say that since the one who had two brothers, the first one does chalitza, and the second one then does yibam, so then that sort of teaches us that the others on the other side, you have to do chalitza. But in this case, where someone is going to be doing yibam on each side, maybe we should be concerned that yibam will be done without doing chalitza. Now, if yibam is done without anybody doing chalitza, then there's a serious problem. And that problem is that we're afraid that if somebody does yibam, you might hit either achais zekukasai, you might hit the sister, the one who is zakuk to you, or you might be hitting a yivam aloshuk. Kamash malan. So the chiddush is we're not worried about that. Look at Rashi. Let's read Rashi. Ma'al detema nigzar dilma asili vume echad mishnayim el yimai come to be miyabim one of these two ve'echad mishnayim elu and one of these two b'lay chalitza without chalitza v'kahapaga kol chad. Each one is going to be encountering safek yivam l'shuk. Maybe if yibam is done on each side, this woman is someone who's zakuk to somebody else. Or this might be the sister of someone who is zakuk to me. Kamash malan dulai gazrinan. Now, Rashi's balar bayikasha v'hamei reisha loy shaminan. Why don't I already know this from the reisha? There we say you could do chalitza. What, the one who has one brother could do chalitza and the other one chalitza and yibam, why there are we not afraid you might do yibam without chalitza? There, since only one person's doing yibum, since the individual one is doing chalitza, that's going to remind everyone to not to do yibum until chalitza is done. Meaning, since the one that has two brothers, chalitza is going to be done first, that will remind not to do yibum until the other individual brother does chalitza. But here, where yibum is being done on both sides, so we should be concerned maybe yibum will be done without chalitza. Okay, so the bottom line is, when there are two brothers for each person, what is the halacha? We say the first brother does chalitza and the second one does yibam. So now the Gemara has a very fundamental question. Why is this different than that which we learned in a Mishnah? On this Mishnah is quoted on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and it's again on Chav Vav Amud Aleph and Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Arba Achen, four brothers. Shnai Mehem Nesuin Shtei Achayos. Two married to two sisters. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven, Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Umesu, Reuven and Shimon die, and now Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda. Umesu and Asum and Sachayis, the one married to the brothers, die. Hare Elu Choltsois, Veloy Misyabmai. So you do Chalitza? The two surviving brothers, they do Chalitza and they don't do Yibam. Wait a second. Why in our Mishnah, when you have two brothers on one side, two brothers on the other side, you do on one side chalitza and yibam, on the other side chalitza and yibam, and in this case, where two sisters fall to two brothers, the two brothers both do chalitza, not yibam. Why? Why can't one brother do chalitza and one brother do yibam, just like in our Mishnah? Why in our Mishnah is it okay, one brother does chalitza and the other brother does yibam, and in that Mishnah, both brothers have to do chalitza? Rashi, Maishna meha. By the way, another question is, that Rashi adds, the Seifa over there says, if the two of them do Yibam, they both have to divorce. And here we say if they both do Yibam, in other words, if let's say brother A and B on one side does Chalitza, then brother C and D on the other side, if they do Yibam, then they don't have to go back. Says Rashi, in other words, why don't we say you have two sisters falling to two brothers? So brother A cannot, Levi, in other words, could Levi do Yibam to Rachel or to Leah? No, because maybe it's Achos Kukasai. So why don't we say, Levi, why don't you do Chalitza to Rachel? And then Yehuda, do Yibam to Leah, Mimanav Shach. Because this woman is falling to Yehuda. Elamai, she's achos kukasai. No, she's not achos kukasai because my brother Levi already did chalitza to her sister. The same way we're saying in our Mishnah. Why don't we say let the other brother do chalitza and push off the zika? Me'achiv. And this one will be miyabim one. Kimas nisin, just like in our Mishnah. Diktanim misyabmai shtein. You're miyabim both of them. Kol achas la'achar chalitza sachoisa. Each one could do yibam after the chalitza of her sister. Like we said, achiv shozeh miyabim chalitza shozeh. Why over here do we not say everyone has to do chalitza just like over there? So the Gemara says like this. Hachi hashta. Like this now. Finally we're up to the daf chav dalet. Hasam over there. Ilamanda Amar Yesh Zika. According to the Manda Amar, that the reason why you can't do Yibam is because of Yesh Zika. So the reason is Yesh Zika. V'ilamanda Amar also levato mitzvah Yibam. And if it's because of the reason, it's also to be mevato the mitzvah of Yibam, also levato mitzvah Yibam. Over there, there are one of two reasons why you can't you do Yibam to either one. And that's as follows. Let's say in that case, Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda. So Levi does chalitza to Rachel. So you know why Yehuda can't do chalitza, yibam to Leah? Because at the Leah is for sure falling. There's no question. Leah is falling to Yehuda. And Leah, when she falls to Yehuda, cannot live with Yehuda because she's Achos Kukasai. So very nice. Levi makes it that Leah is not Achos Kukasai because Levi does Chalitza to Rachel. But at the end of the day, there was a moment in time that Leah was Achos Kukasai to Yehuda. And since she's a Yevama and she's an Eshesach, we know there's a halacha that once an Eshesach does not have a heter b'shas nefila, she remains b'isra Eshesach forever. But in our case, Rabbi Isai, in our Mishnah, where these two women are falling to two brothers on one side and two brothers on the other side, only one of them is a Yevama, the other one is a Nachriya, is a complete stranger. So if I'm getting, like this, if I'm getting my Yevama, great. Ella, and if I'm getting my Yevama, she's not Achos Kukasai. Ella, I'm not getting my Yevama. I'm getting a woman who is the sister of someone who is Zakuk to me, but once my brother does Chalitza, he removes the Zika. So meaning in our case, in our Mishnah, we're not dealing with two Yevamais. So since we're not dealing with two Yevamos, Achos Kukasai could be removed. But in that Mishnah, we're dealing with two Yevamos. So Achos Kukasai, it could be removed, but she was an Eish Hasach. And at the moment she fell, there's no heter on her Nefilah, so the Isra Eish Hasach remains forever. Because a Yevama that's also Achos Kukasai, even if the Zika is removed, she is called Yevama. That had no heter b'shas nefila, so she remains with an isra shasach. Elamai, if you want to hold ein zika, you know why nobody could do yibum? It's like this: if Rabbi Isai, look at Rashi, v'ilamanda amar taima mishum da asavat mitzvah yivamin. If the reason why you can't do Yibum is because it's Asar Timuvatel the Mitzvah of Yevamim, V'imi Yabim Haichada, if let's say Levi and Yehuda, one of them does Yibum, Dilma Mayis Idach. The problem is, let's say Levi does Yibum, Yehuda might die, and then the other woman is going to be Zakuk to Levi, and he can't do anything because it's Achis Ishtai, Dilma Mayis Idach, Kaidim Shia Yibim. We're afraid In other words, if we're going to tell Levi and Yehuda, both of you guys do Yibam, we're afraid Levi will do Yibam, and Yehuda will die before he does Yibam, and the woman who is Zakuk to Yehuda will now be stuck without any mitzvah because she's going to leave because of Achos Isha. V'nimtza mitzvah Yibam bala al yadenu, we cause a bittul to mitzvah Yibamin. Mi Yibam imi chalitza. She can't even do chalitza, rei neser mishum kach. And v'kivin shenesra sha'achas, now like this. So why don't we say, let Levi do chalitza to one. Inami chalatz chad l'chada, if Levi is going to do chalitza to one, v'oz l'hay ashniya, and the second one is going to go, excuse me, they changed the girsa, v'oz l'hay chshasha, and this concern is removed. She remains b'isra eshasach because she was not roi for yibam to begin with. So let's try to figure this out. In other words, we understand why they can't both do yibam, because we're afraid if after the first one does yibam, the second guy might die, and now the other Yavama will not be able to be Nisyabim by the first Yavam. So why don't we say, let's say, Levi, you do Chalitza to one sister, and the other one should do Yibam. Ah! You know why, Rabbi Say? He can't do Yibam to the other one. Because that other one is Achos Zekukasai. Aye, but his brother removed the Zika. But as we said, she's an Eshasach. She was an Eshasach that didn't have a heter, B'shas Nefila. But in our Mishnah, these are not two Yevamais. One woman is Yevama, the other one is falling to some guy somewhere else. So once the first brother does Chalitza, the second brother could do Yibam, because he's not doing Yibam to Achoy Zekukasoy, because the brother removed the Zika. Elamai, she's an Eshasach. Why is she an Eshasach? If she's my Yevama, I could do Yivam to her. If she's the sister of my Yevama, so then she's not an Asur Eshasach to me. But in our case, in our Mishnah, each brother could say, I got the right one. I got the Yevama. And if I didn't get the Yevama, well, my brother gave Chalitza to the Yevama, and I'm marrying her sister. Okay. The Mishnah says, Kadmu v'kansa in moitzi. And once, let's say, two brothers on one side do chalitza, the other two brothers on the other side, if they do yibum, we don't remove them. Tani.
Shita Rabbi Gamliel, who holds ein zika, but he does hold that you're allowed to be mevatel mitzvahs yivamim.
Oh boy, you're not supposed to remember that. What about Ram Gamliel, who holds ein zika and mutter levatel mitzvahs yivamim? Yeah?
Yeah.
The answer is, Ram Gamliel cannot be the Tana of this Mishnah. Because this Mishnah either holds yesh zika or asur levatel mitzvahs yivamim. But Ram Gamliel would have to argue on this Mishnah. Because the Gemara later offers one of two possibilities of explaining that Mishnah, and neither of them work for Ram Gamliel. Rabasi, that's basically what the Gemara came out on Yud Ches. The Gemara quoted that Mishnah, and the Gemara said, oh, it's a Raya Yesh Zika. And the Gemara said, no, it's not a Raya, it's because of Asur Levatel. So you're right, the Gemara there asks, and what does Ram Gamliel say? Because he holds Ein Zika and Mutter Levatel. So clearly Ram Gamliel would not agree with the halach of that Mishnah. Okay. Kadmu v'kansu Ein Moitzian. Tani Shilav Afilu Shneim Kaihanim. Even if they're both kohanim, they are allowed to stay with the women. But one of them is marrying a chalutza. My time, a chalutza drabanani, v'safek chalutza l'gazu rabanan. Each woman, a chalutza is a drabanan. Each woman is a safek chalutza, and a safek chalutza l'gazu rabanan. For like the Gemara, a chalutza drabanani, a chalutza drabanan. About time we learned in Brisa, grusha ain't li ala grusha. Chalutza minai and time we learned the isha grusha. It says v'isha midrabananu a chalutz is drabanan across machta ba'amahu, and the pasuk is just nas machta. Says the Mishnah, mitzvah begadol liyabim. The mitzvah is on the oldest brother to do yibam vim kadam hakatan zacha. If a younger brother advanced and chaptan, he is zaycha. Okay, so now we're going to try to find the source of this halacha. What is the makar that the mitzvah is on the gadol, and yet the katan could be jump ahead? Tanu Rabbanan, it says in the pasuk like this: V'haya habachar asher teled Yaakov al shem achiv hames v'leimachash ma Yisrael. And the oldest son that is born in Yibum should take the name of the deceased brother, and the deceased name should not be wiped down. The simple meaning is the oldest boy that is born from the union of Yibum takes the name of the deceased brother. But from there we're going to Darshan. No, Bechar doesn't refer to the oldest boy who is born, but rather to the oldest Yavam. Tan Rabban v'haya Bechar, mikan shemitzvah begadol liyavim. From here we see there's a mitzvah on the oldest to do Yavam. Asher Teled, that gives birth. Prat la'ilin Hashem Yoledes, that excludes an islandess that can't give birth. Yaakov al shem achiv lenachala, we would have thought that means the child inherits the possessions of the deceased brother. No. Yaakov Shemach Lenachla. Atoim Lenachla. Oy Eino Elo L'Shem. Yaakov Hashem Achiv takes the name of the brother. That's not going on the child that's born, but rather Lenachla, that's going on the Yavam, inherits his brother. So we're basically turning the Pasuk on its head. We read the Pasuk, the oldest child that's born will take the name of the deceased. And we're saying, no, that's not what it means. We're saying the oldest Yavam will take the inheritance of the brother. In what? Lenachala. He's not named after his brother. He's not naming his kid after his brother. He's getting the inheritance of his brother. Does it mean that the Yavam gets the Nachla, or does it mean he names his kid after him? Yosef, Karnoisa, Yosef. If his brother's name was Yosef, we'd call the kid Yosef. Yochanan, Karnoisa, Yochanan. Nemer kan Yaakov Hashem Achiv. Here it says, he takes the name of his brother, Nemer Halan, and it says, that Yaakov tells Yosef, any more brothers born to Menashe and Ephraim will get Al Shem Achem Yikaro Benachal Asam, will be called by the name of their brothers and their inheritance. So there it doesn't mean any brothers that are born will be named after Ephraim and Menashe, but rather it means they will be subsumed in the inheritance of Menashe and Ephraim. Ma Shem Ha'omer Lala Nachla, just like the name over there refers to inheritance, Av Shem Ha'omer Kala Nachla. So from this Gezeirah Shava, we learn out that the Pasuk is not Kipshutai. You're not naming the kid after the deceased, but rather the brother that does the Yibam inherits the possessions of the deceased. V'lo Yimach HaShemoy, and his name will not be wiped out. Prat L'Sris, this teaches that somebody who is not capable of having children cannot do the mitzvah of Yibam. Sheshmoy Macha, because his name is already blotted out. Now, the reading of this pasuk is mamish keneged pshutai shel mikra. Pshutai shel mikra is that the oldest descendant of the Yibam marriage, of the Leveret marriage, is named after the deceased. And we're reading it, no, the oldest brother of the deceased gets his inheritance. Amar Rav, afagav duchal ha-tara kula in mikra yotzim dey pshutai, even though in kala tara kula we do not extricate a verse from its simple reading, hacha. But over here, Asoy Gzeirah Shava, the Gzeirah Shava of Al Shem Achem Yikar B'Nachal Asam, which teaches Shem Achem, does not refer to naming, but rather to inheritance. Asoy Gzeirah Shava comes, Afikdim Mi Pasha Garmei, and it completely uproots the simple meaning of the Pasuk. Prakti Gemara, V'ilav Gzeirah Shava, that implies, had it not been for the Gzeirah Shava, Hava Amin, I would have thought, Shem, when it says shem, it doesn't mean inheritance. Shem mamish, a real name that you name the kid after the deceased. So the question is, Laman kamaz rachmana. How could you think that the pasuk is saying you name the kid after the deceased? Who's the pasuk talking to? V'haya ha-bachar asher teleid, and it will be the first one that's born. Yakum al shem, he should be established on the name. Laman kamaz rachmana. Who's the Torah warning? Liyavam? We're warning the Yavam that he should name the kid after the deceased. We're talking to the Yavam, we're saying on his brother. Yaakum Hashem Achichum Ibaile. It should say, he should establish on the name of your brother. If we're talking to the Yavam, we shouldn't say his brother, we're talking to him, we should say your brother. E Lebedina, if we're talking to Bezdin, not the name of his brother. Yaakov Hashem Achi Aviv Mibayle. If we're warning the Bezdin, and if the Torah is talking that the Bezdin has to warn the Yavam, if it's the Bezdin, Moide Rachman, Rashi says, Mitzas Kriya Shem Abem, Yaakov Hashem Achi Aviv Mibayle. It should say, he will be established by the name of the brother of his father. If we're talking to Bezdin, we're telling Bezdin what the kid's name should be, then we should say, Bezdin, we should the kid's name should be the same name as his father's brother. Says the Gemara, V'dilma achi kamerlo, Rachman al Bezdin. Maybe this is what the Torah is telling Bezdin. Not the kid's name should be, but the Torah is telling the Bezdin, tell the Yavim, Amru Leil Yavim, tell the Yavim, Yaakum al Shem Achiv, that the kid should be named based on your brother. So it's basically, we're reading it now, that the Torah is telling the Bezdin to tell the Yavim. So therefore, the Pasuk could have been read that the Torah is addressing the Bezdin to tell the Yavim to name his kid after his brother. And the Gzeira Shava comes and it uproots it entirely. Ela so Gzeira Shava, and it's saying it has nothing to do with the name, but rather inheritance. Hashta, okay. Now, Hashta da Amrit Kraba Gadokse. Now that we're reading the Pasuk, that Vahaya Habachar, now that the name is going on the brother, that the Torah is telling the, right, now that we're saying we have Gzeirah Shavah, and the brother takes the inheritance of the deceased, so Vahaya Habachar is going on the Yavam, that the Yavam is the oldest. So says the Gemara, Hashta the Amrit Krabba Gadol, now that the Pasuk is talking about the oldest brother, Ksiv, Ema Bechar Liyabim, Pashtal Liyabim, why don't we say the Pasuk is saying only the oldest brother could do Yibam, and any other brother can't do Yibam. Only the oldest brother could do Yibam. Says the Gemara, how in the world could you possibly think only the oldest brother could do Yibam? We know we have a Pasuk that excludes Eshes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai, that a non-contemporaneous brother to the brother that died can't do Yibam. If only the oldest brother could do Yibam, why do I need a Pasuk to exclude Eshazam Shalaya Bailamai? He's clearly not the oldest if he wasn't even born when his brother died. Imkein Eshazam Shalaya Bailamai, Demir Rachman Olamali. So therefore you cannot say the Pasuk means only the oldest brother does Yibam, otherwise I would not need a Pasuk to exclude Eshes Achav Shalai Haya Ba'ilama. Frek the Gemara, Parach Ravacha. Ravacha asks, Ve'ema Lamute Bukhra De'ima. Maybe no. Maybe we need to exclude Eshes Achav Shalai Ba'ilama. Aye, he's not a Bukhar. He is a Bukhar. Maybe it's because he's the Bukhar of a different mother. So we would still think he does Yibam because he's still a Bukhar. And therefore the Torah says, if he's not contemporaneous with his paternal brother, there's no Yibam. Ve'emel muti b'chor de'ima. Says the Gemara, never in a million years would I think that when the Torah says b'chor, it could mean a b'chor from a different mother. As we know, Yibam is dependent on Nachala, and a b'chor from a different mother does not inherit, so I never would have thought that he would be included in b'chor. Says Gemara, "Ha'ulei matzis av." That you cannot think. The Yibam Nachla Talach Rachmanu Benachla Mena Avloi Mena Im. Says Gemara, so why don't we read the pasuk as follows? V'haya Abachar, you only do Yibam when there is a Bachar. If there is no Bachar alive, then you don't do Yibam. I understand that. That from Eishes Achav Shalaya Ba'ilamai, clearly a non-Bachar could do Yibam, but then maybe that's only when there is a Bachar. Ve'ema ki'ika Bachar tesiabe teskayim et sezim gilaka Bachar loy teskayim et sezim. Maybe Yibam can only be possible when there is a Bachar. Amar kra u'meis echad mehem. It says a one of them dies. Doesn't that mean milay askin demis Bachar? Doesn't that mean one of them dies, even if the Bachar dies? And v'amar achman aliyabim katan, the katan could do Yibam. That means you don't need a Bachar. Says Gemara, no, maybe when it says umeis echad mehem, it's dafka when the katan dies. Ve'ema demis katan, maybe Yibam is only possible when the katan dies. Va'amar rachman aliyabim bachar, and the Torah is saying that only a bachar could do Yibam. Says Gemara, no, we already said we can't say Yibam is only done by a bachar, because why then would I need a pasuk to exclude Eishas Achav Shalai Hai Bai Lamai, who's clearly not a Bechor? Hamid Rachman Yishav Shalai Bai Lamai. So now the Gemara has another possibility. Ve'ema kileka b'char kadam katan. Zacha. Maybe it means like this. When there's no b'char, a katan could jump an older brother. Ve'ika b'char, when there is, kadam katan loy zacha. Maybe v'haya b'char is saying when there's a b'char, he cannot be jumped. When there's no b'char, the katan could jump. Says the Gemara, Amar Kra, ki yeshu achim yachtav, when brothers sit together. Huksha yeshivas achim zelaza. We're comparing the living of the brothers one to another, that they're all equal. There's no difference between whether there is a Bechar, there's no a Bechar. If a katan cannot jump a Bechar, he can't jump anyone. Now the Gemara is another thing. We know that if there's no Bechar, we go to the oldest brother. Maybe not. Ve'ema ki'ika Bechar lahadar agadol. Maybe when there's a Bechar, we first give first dibs to the Bechar. Ki'leka Bechar, when there's no Bechar, ein chayzun eitzel gadol. And if there's no Bechar, we don't go to give first dibs to the oldest brother. And yet, we know that's not the halacha. Alama tani abai, why did abai kshisha teach? Mitzvah v'gadol li'yabim. The mitzvah is on the gadol to do yibam, loy ratza, if he doesn't want, hachem eitzel achavah katan, we go to the younger brother, loy ratza, chayzun eitzel gadol. Says the Gemara, you know why? Kibachar. We compare the gadol to the bechar. Ma bechar bechayrasay garmalay, av gadol gedulasay garmalay. We compare the gadol to the bechar. Why we compare the gadol to the bechar? I'm not sure. I'm not sure of this step. So the Gemara asks, "Ve'ema kimiyabim bechar lishgal nachala kimiyabim pashloy lishgal nachala." Okay, fine. So we know that not only the bechar has to do yibum, but maybe the taking over the inheritance is only when he's a bechar. But when a regular brother does yibum, he doesn't take inheritance. So Gemara says no, but the pasuk says Yakum Hashem Achiv Benachala. So as once you take the place of the deceased, you get the nachala. It says Yakum Hashem Achiv Amar Kra Yakum Hashem Achiv Harei Kam. He took his place. So the question is: so regarding what status? So why is he called a bechar? It's the oldest brother, and a bechar has no privileges, and nothing different happens when there is a bechar. There's not a bechar. So why are we calling him a bechar? Regarding what do we call him a Bechar? It should say, why does it say Bechlau Bechar? It says Gemara L'Griyusa, to detract, that we know that a Bechar only takes a double portion on something that's in his possession, not something that's destined to fall. Just like a Bechar only takes a double portion on what he is holding on to and not something that's destined to fall, means something that's going to come after the death of the father, he doesn't get a double portion, only what is Muchsak in the hand of his father. So too, this din that the Yavam takes two portions, his own portion and the deceased portion, he only takes what he's muchsuk in and not what is destined to fall to him. Av hai, so too this yavam, the reason why we call him a bechar is because his ability to yarshin is like that of a bechar. Av hai, eino noito beroi ki b'muchsuk, so too this one does not take what is destined to come to him, only as he takes something that's in his possession. Gemara Abaisa, your homework is try to... I don't have clear the question of... Maybe we'll go back to tomorrow night. The answer, Kibachar, ma bechar b'chayrosa garmalei avgada gedulasa garmalei. But the question is, maybe we only revert back to a Bechar, we don't revert back to a Gadol. So what's the answer, like a Bechar? What's the Pshat, Nosson? You have a Pshat?
Yeah, the Sifter brings down, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Taisa, the Rosh all say that the only reason the Bechar then it's because he's older. So if there's no Bechor, you take the next one that's older.
I mean, the whole godless of the Bechor is because of his age. So
yeah.
How do I know that? Maybe it's because he's a Bechor. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I already know you don't have to be a Bechor to do Yibam. Right? Because I know that from the exclusion of Eish Zach Shalai Ba'ilamai. So if I know you don't have to be a Bechor, so what is the Inyan of Bechor? The Inyan is, he gets first dibs. Why? But maybe the reason he gets first dibs is because he's the firstborn. So they're saying, no, that's not why, it's because of his age. So if it's because of his age, so then even then the oldest brother as well. Okay, thank you very much. Gaya.
Yeah, that's what it says the Ritzvah brings down, what the Rav just said. That it's...
That what?
Because we know that a non-Bechor could do Yibum, it's not because he's mamish to Bechor, just that he's the oldest.
But maybe the din that he takes precedence... What I'm saying is, you're right. Anybody could do Yibam, but maybe the din of precedence is dependent on Bechor. I know anyone could do Yibam, that I learned from Eish Zach Ba'ilamai, but maybe the din of Kedima is the din of Bechor. That's what I'm sort of asking.
And Bechor, why? Because he's oldest.
Maybe it's because maybe there's something special about being a Bechor. How do you know it's not because there's something special about being a Bechor? Saying it's Mestaber.
Because Yibam could be done by a non-Bechor.
Okay.
So it's not...
I know Yibam could be done, but the din that you get first dibs, maybe first dibs is dependent on being a Bechor. Saying it's not Mestaber. If anyone could do Yibam... Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I wish everyone a good night. I have Marv at 10 o'clock. Okay? Shkoyach. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.